Small Business Leadership Daily Brief, Wednesday, June the 13th, 2018. Plain talk, clear understanding. I was listening to a conversation between some folks the other day. Smart people. Found myself making mental notes of phrases, acronyms, and some other terms that just seemed overly complicated. And I'm watching facial expressions and body language. I'm looking for signs of any engagement, which is impossible if you're unclear about what's being communicated. And at some point, I know I broke out in a smile. I was trying to suppress it. I was thinking of some old books by famed newsman Edwin Newman. Go to the website, growgreat.com. Just find the brief for June the 13th, 2018. I want to put a link to him. You don't likely remember this guy. He was a language guy, really bent on a clear communication. And I'm sure his books are out of print. They were back in the 70s. But they are worth finding. I've got my copies. I've got my original copies of Strictly Speaking, Will America Be the Death of English? And then another book called A Civil Tongue. So I'm listening to this conversation, but I'm thinking about what Edwin Newman would say about all of this jargon and all this gibberish. And that's when I broke out into a smile. Nobody caught me, I don't think, smiling. And if they did, I'm sure they just thought that I was amused by their intellect. They were likely thinking, this moron just wishes he were as smart as me. Some time ago, I was describing a person to a friend of mine as word proud. And I said to my friend, you know the type, he'll use 200 words when 20 would do. Well, some weeks later, after an encounter with this person that I had accurately described, my buddy calls me on the phone and he says, boy, did you have that right? And he goes on to describe this rambling monologue delivered by said word proud guy. Business speak exists in every industry. I mean, we have terms that we are familiar with, and these are terms that are helpful to us inside our industry, but the people outside our industry may not have a clue what we're talking about. But there is another form of business speak that is vague, unclear, confusing, highbrow. In a Forbes article from 2012, there's this piece of gold. I'm quoting, "Jargon masks real meaning," says Jennifer Chapman, management professor at the University of California, Berkeley's Haas School of Business. People use it as a substitute for thinking hard and clearly about their goals and the direction they want to give others. Boy, is she right. The title of the article is The Most Annoying, Pretentious, and Useless Business Jargon. I'm putting a link in the show notes over at the website, growgreat.com. The article, it lists a few, but it gives a link to a more extensive list of 45 annoying, pretentious, and useless words or phrases. I've concluded that mostly this problem stems from people wanting to appear smart or smarter. Turn that goal on its head. Well, better yet, just lose that goal altogether. Instead, adopt a better goal: to be understood and to understand. I don't remember when I first heard the term tiger team, but I do remember the situation. I'm looking around the room. I'm figuring, well, maybe I'm the only person that doesn't have a clue what this means. And so I ask, what's a tiger team? The earth didn't stop rotating. The person who used the term appeared to kind of jumble and struggle a little bit to help me understand. And finally he said, well, it's just a smaller group of people assigned to tackle a problem. Well, I was far more embarrassed for him than myself, since the definition didn't just seem to trip right off of his tongue very easily. I joked with the room. Well, you know, I started to just Google it, but I figured I'd ask. Later on, I did Google it. People shouldn't have to Google words or phrases that you use in order to understand what you're talking about. Who do we think we're going to impress when we speak in ways that are hard to understand? Reminds me of a preacher who would hold forth for an hour each sermon. Congregation would have no idea what he preached, but after the services, most would comment, man, he sure is smart. I wasn't able to follow much of that. To which an old timer replied, everybody thinks muddy water's deep. True story. And it's a true adage among some. I don't understand what he's talking about, so he must be smarter than me. Is that what you're going for? Well, convince me of the profit of that strategy. Listen, I realize I'm in Dallas, Texas, and I know that our clocks don't operate using New York seconds, but man alive, can we just say what we mean and mean what we say? I speak with people every week from all over the world. folks who are more educated than me, folks who English is their second, third, even fourth language, folks who have subject matter expertise that I lack, people who have very different experiences than I have had, it doesn't mean I'm inferior to them. It doesn't mean that they're superior to me. What it does do is compel me to work harder to make sure I can understand them. And no, I'm not talking about their ability to speak English, but also my ability to make sure I can be understood. If we lack mutual understanding, then we've got big, big problems. And sometimes in our businesses, we've got big, big problems for the exact same reason. If you were to list all the gibberish business jargon that has crept into your organization, how long would that list be? Forbes, that list of that article I cited is up to 45. Okay, it's 6 years old. But in that same year, in that very same year, 2012, the very same magazine, Forbes, published another article entitled 89 Business Clichés That Will Get Any MBA Promoted and Make Them Totally Useless. Yeah, I'm putting a link to that one too. I confess I didn't compare the two lists. I'm not that interested. But plain speech isn't hard for me. Don't make it hard on yourself or the people with whom you're communicating. It's like telling a joke. If you got to explain it, it ain't funny. If people have to ask you to explain what you mean, then you failed. Work on it. It slows things down. And speed is your friend. Business gibberish, the enemy. The smart folks are unimpressed. And the rest of us, well, we're just plain confused. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. See you tomorrow.